Hello, my name is Kevin Setisabal, and I'm the Online Communities Assistant for the Royal London Society for Blind People. I'm totally blind, and I use social media at the charity to promote its events. I also write blogs for the website and news articles. Today I'd like to share with you my top tips on using and getting started with social media. Social media is social, is a real great way to keep in touch with your friends and family, and also to keep up to date with the latest news. Social media has really leveled the playing field and opened up a lot of doors for me as a blind person. In the past, everyone would always be talking about something that they'd glanced in a magazine or something that they'd seen on TV. So it was a lot of visual references that I had no access to. But now, using social media, that's all changed. Facebook's recently released an automatic picture captioning system. So it basically means that when a picture goes up, it tries to tell you what's in the picture. And that's great, because imagine the situation that a lot of blind people have, is that a lot of times we'd be tagged in a picture and people would go off into this great debate about what the picture actually was, but I would have no idea what they were talking about. So a lot of times I couldn't join into that debate. Also, a lot of people are sharing loads of interesting news stories on Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms, and that causes debate amongst friends. Like, often I'll see a lot of people share an interesting news story and I'll quickly dip in and comment and get the conversation started or join a conversation. The fact that companies are doing their best to make things accessible is really helping visually impaired people to integrate and share their opinions. So how do you get started with social media? Well, first of all, you either need a computer, Mac or PC, or a smartphone with an app. The most popular forms of social media are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're into live streaming video from your phone and showing the world live what you're up to, Periscope is probably a good shout, as it's also accessible. So let's look at Facebook. Either on your phone, you download the app, then sign up, add your details, date of birth, and get an account created, and then you start adding your friends that may have Facebook. It sometimes looks through your email contacts and also your phone contacts to let you know who already has Facebook, and then you can get talking. You can do exactly the same thing on a PC by hitting up www.facebook.com. Twitter and the other social media sites also have a similar process. Download the app on the phone or access the relevant websites. Instagram is great for sharing pictures and short 15-second videos. Twitter, you've only got 140 characters to say what you're up to, which makes it a really great platform for live conversations. So you'll often see people put up a hashtag with a program on television. So that means that if you tweet using that hashtag, everyone on Twitter following the hashtag, if they've searched for it, will be able to see your tweet. Facebook is much more private than Twitter, so it's a really great way to stay in touch with friends and family and with the people closest to you. Social media is all about you staying in touch with the people that you care about the most. So don't be scared of it, go out there and give it a go.